At the age of 20, Marine Sergeant Kevin Hermaning was the youngest of the 52 Iranian hostages released in January of 1981.
We represented ourselves and our families and our country as well as could possibly be expected. We came to symbolize everything that America was yearning for in those days following Vietnam.
Hermaning's reunion with his fellow hostages brought back memories of the 444-day ordeal, the chaos of the embassy takeover, solitary confinement following an escape attempt, an emotional visit with his mother, who defied a travel ban to visit him from Milwaukee, and one of his interrogators, a young woman who went to school in Philadelphia and joined the revolutionaries after she was ridiculed for being a Muslim.
Because she did wear a headscarf, a head covering in Philadelphia, she was ridiculed and taunted by her classmates, and it so turned her off about American intolerance that she went back and played a prominent role in this situation. So, you know, actions have consequences all the way around.
Hermaning says he opposes the use of military force to resolve America's current standoff with Iran because it would backfire with the proud Iranian people.
People who are in the military tend to be folks who last want the military option to be used. And I think it would turn those who right now lean toward us as far as supporting Western values and the U.S. government would even themselves turn against us.
Kevin Hermaning runs a financial investment company in Wausau. He is a former Republican congressional candidate. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.